I'm just saying.
Take me out to the ball game.
In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash.
Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. And now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
It's that way all the time. You know, I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And you know, there's a lot of ball games left. Trying to stay in a positive light and focus on the improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. And he does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad. Everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that just makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good in the roof. Roof for the home team. Any day, don't win, is a shame.
Now, whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
Set for game two here at Bernard Davis Field here on the island of Galveston. Take a look at your starting lineup as Temple will go for the sweep after winning the first game 10-8. Leading off will be Kobe Potvin. Batting second will be Jacob Stagant. Batting third, Chase Cryer. Jacob Alexander will bat fourth. Preston Masick is in the five hole. Reed Carlton getting a start here in game two, batting sixth. Taylor Bright gets the start here in game two, batting seventh. Joey Orsak will bat eighth, and Jalen Brooks will bat ninth as we are underway here in game two. Potvin just took strike one. Now he fouls that one off, so he's quickly down the count, 0-2. So your top three in your Temple lineup here in game two is Potvin, Stagant, and Cryer. Middle three, Alexander, Masick, Carlton. Bottom three, Bright, Orsak, and Brooks. The 0-2 just misses the inside corner. Good to your defense here for Galveston right after this pitch. One, two. Breaking balls up and in. Henley is going to be in left. Laureano is in center field, and Allen is in right field. At third base will be Maxwell. Shortstop is Camargo. Alamos is at second. Gonzalez is at first. 2-2. Fouled out of play. Catcher here in game two is going to be Hunter Christopher, a freshman at Corpus Christi. And then on the mound here for Galveston is a sophomore, number 23, Tyler Brown, as he now brings a 2-2 again. Popped up behind short. Camargo out. Henley coming in. Camargo will give way to Henley as he makes a running catch for out number one.
Up to bat, Jacob Digit.
Brown's a sophomore left-hander, 6'3", 195 out of Spring, Texas, Spring High School. Stagan now at the plate, takes strike one. Stagent batted fifth in game one. Now moved up to the two hole here in game two. That one's bounced up there by Brown. His last two at-bats, he had a two-run triple. He followed that up with a single. He went 2-for-4 overall in game one. Next pitch swung on and missed. Two changes, player changes in the lineup here in game two as Reed Carlton will be at second, and then Taylor Bright is behind the plate here for Temple. Next pitch is fouled right off the mask of Christopher. One, two again, fouled out of play. Ten to eight, that was your final in game one. With Galveston, they sure did made it interesting. Scored six times in the bottom of the seventh, had the tying run at second base. Next pitch again, fouled out of play. Brown looking in his motion, brings the 1-2, bounced up there. 2-2. Over at Alvin. Alvin's been trailing all day, but now they've got an 8-5 lead over Brookhaven. Bottom of the sixth inning. Again, Brookhaven will be here at Galveston tomorrow, starting at high noon. 2-2. Fly ball to right. Allen back a few steps, still backing up, and he was able to make an over-the-shoulder catch to retire Stagent here in the first. We got two.
Up the bat, Chase Breyer.
Two up, two down for Brown. Chase Cryer to the plate. Went 2-for-4 in game one. Triple and a single. Also had an RBI and a run scored. Took a healthy cut there. Came up empty for strike one. Next pitch is low. One one coming to Cryer. Popped up, but that's gonna head out of play. Counts now 1-2. Brown returning. Player for the Whitecaps last year. He had a lot of sophomores on the roster here in 2017 for the Whitecaps. 1-2. Spoiling that pitch was Cryer as he fouled it back. Two again. Breaking ball as Brown throws Cryer. That just bended right back into the strike zone. 1-2-3 inning for Brown. We played a half inning here in game two. Temple nothing. Galveston coming to bat.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
One, two. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. He cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
Let's take a look at your starting lineup here in game two for Galveston. Elvin Alamo lead off. Ian Laureano batting second. B.B. Camargo batting third. Carson Maxwell in the cleanup spot at four. Yurl Forbes DHing it at fifth. First pitch swinging is Alamo, but he's going to hit it right to Masick. For out number one here in the bottom of the first. Matt Gonzalez bats sixth. Robert Henley batting seventh. Catcher Hunter Christopher batting eighth. And Grayson Allen will be batting ninth. So your top three in your lineup here in game two for Galveston's Alamo, Laureano, Camargo, middle three, Maxwell, Forbes, Gonzalez, bottom three, Henley, Christopher, and Allen. Next pitch of Laureano. It's called a strike. Defense here for Temple. Brooks in left. Potvin in center. Masick in right. Stajent at third. Orsak at short. Carlton at second. Alexander at first. That's a swing and a miss by Laureano. Bright is behind the plate. And Kyle Bradford is your starter here in game two for Temple. As that one drops low, that'll even up the count 2-2. Bradford's a right-hander. As Bradford misses again, full count. Bradford, sophomore, 6 foot, 165, Atascocita High School. Ground ball past Bradford, second baseman Carlton Long ranges to his right, fields it. But he will not make the play in time as Laureano able to beat it out. Infield single for Laureano. He's now 5 for 5 on the day in terms of reaching base safely. Laureano went 2 for 2 with 2 walks in the first game. As he's still batting 1,000 with that infield single. Here's B.B. Camargo. Camargo went 0 for 4, but he had a couple line outs and then a nice diving catch by Brooks in left. There goes Laureano, first pitch swinging. Camargo fouling it off. Next pitch to Camargo. Bradford snaps off a breaking pitch in there. 0-2. Bradford will make a throw over to first. Wait the 0-2. Here it is. Ground ball to second. Carlton moving a step to his left has it. Fires a little bit wildly over to second and it pulls Orsak off the bag. And Laureano is safe. Camargo reaches safely at first. E4 on the throw from Carlton.
Up at bat, number 11, Carson.
Runners, first and second, one out for Carson Maxwell. Swung at the first pitch, fouled it off. Maxwell went 1 for 2 in game one, double. Sack fly as well. He takes a ball. He's also hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, so he had 2 runs batted in. He scored twice. There go the runners. Maxwell grounds it. Just foul down the third base line. Galveston being very aggressive on the base paths here to begin game two. Maxwell just missed, probably from knocking in 2 runs with Camargo on the move.
Okay, Carson, now you're ready. Run it to the other side.
Bradford delivers. He snapped off a breaking pitch. Maxwell got a piece of it, fouled it back behind the plate. Bradford checks runners, brings it, checks swing. Maxwell able to hold up. Count 2-2 here to Maxwell. Pitch. Ground ball in the hole in the left field for a base hit. Laureano being waved home. Brooks coming up throwing, but it's going to be cut off. And it is 1-0 Galveston RBI single by Maxwell. Just like in game one, Galveston getting a run here in the bottom of the first. Camargo went to second on the play. So you got runners first and second for Ural Forbes. First pitch bounced up there, blocked by Bright. Bright starting behind the plate here for Temple in game two is a 5'7", 185-pound sophomore out of Waxahachie. Forbes started behind the plate in game one for Galveston. He's now the DH. 1-0. Misses the inner half of the plate. Forbes collected an RBI single in his last at-bat, game one, went 1-for-4. Two oh. Popped up left center. Carry out there pretty well now, thanks to the win. Potvin will make the catch. Tagging up is Camargo, and he'll make it to third. Holding at first will be Maxwell. So Camargo moves up 90 feet.
After that, number 30, Matt Gonzalez.
Here's Matt Gonzalez. First pitch low and outside. Stopped by Bright for ball one. Gonzalez went 2-for-3, had a couple singles, knocked in two runs. He way out in front of that pitch as he fouled it off. High, 2-1. Margo's at third. Maxwell is at first. Two outs. A run is in. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And that's going to be, makes the count 2-2 as Maxwell went ahead and took second base on the play. So now runner second and third.
Hey, good job here, Matt. Come on, kid.
Deuce is on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two men on. As Bradford delivers. And that's a swing and a miss by Gonzalez. They'll end the inning for the Whitecaps. They pick up a run on two hits. RBI single by Maxwell scores Laureano. We're through one here in game two, 1-0 Galveston.
Toyota's on is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few. The proud. The Marines.
Four, five, six hitters due up here for Temple as they trail 1-0. Jacob Alexander leading off to take strike one from Tyler Brown. The 0-1. Misses the inside corner. Alexander had a pinch hit RBI single in game one. Looks like head coach Craig McMurtry is going to reward Alexander with a start here in game two. As he swings and misses. Counts 1-2. Preston Masick and Reed Carlton will follow. Brown misses the outside corner. He didn't miss by much.
Come on, Tyler.
Brown kicks and fires as that's a slow roller foul towards the Galveston dugout. Brown delivers again, fouling it back is Alexander. Alexander, a sophomore from Belton, Texas. Breaking ball stays high from Brown. Counts full now, 3-2 to Alexander. Round delivers, check swing, but the home plate umpire said Alexander went around on that check swing. So that's a strikeout for Brown, second strikeout for the sophomore from spring. Here's Preston Masick.
Up about Preston Masick.
Masick in his last at bat in game one delivered an RBI double. Went 1-for-4 overall. Took a big cut there, came up empty for strike one. Took another big cut, and again comes up empty for strike two. The 0-2. Breaking ball is in the dirt. Brown, long look in. Now he's set. Delivers, and he's going to get the inside corner call, and Masick is caught looking. Third consecutive strikeout for Brown.
That's about Reed Carlton.
So here's Reed Carlton. Gets the start here in game two, sophomore. 6 foot, 200 pounds out of Austin, Texas, to St. Michael's Catholic Academy. He takes a big cut, comes up empty for strike one.
Smoking hot TV.
Oh. Another swing and a miss. 0-2. The 0-2. Swinging and missing at a high fastball from Brown. He strikes out the side here in the second inning. Four consecutive strikeouts going back to the first inning for Brown. We'll go to the bottom of the second, 1-0. Galveston.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.com.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
At the bat, number 10, Bobby Henry.
Bottom of the second, and this will be the bottom of the lineup coming to the plate for Galveston. Robert Henley, Hunter Christopher, and Grayson Allen. First pitch swinging, flies it pretty well to left, but it's going to stay in the yard as Brooks is back, and he makes a catch off the bat of Henley. One pitch, one out.
Off the bat, number 6, Hunter Christopher.
So here's Hunter Christopher, first collegiate at-bat coming up as he dribbles this one up the first baseline, and Bradford will make the play all by himself as he fields it and runs to the bag at first. So two pitches, two outs here for Bradford.
Up the bat, number 3, Grayson Allen.
Let's get it started, Grayson.
First pitch to Allen. Comes inside for ball one. Allen went 1-for-3 in game one. Single. He also walked. Scored a run. Fouls that one back. Bradford delivers. Fouling it back is Allen.
Come on, guys, let's get it started.
Counts 1-2. Bradford trying to look for a very quick second inning, but he misses on that pitch. 2-2. Bradford delivers, ground ball in the hole, and it goes off the glove of Orsaker. He's trying to make a play ranging way to his right. That'll be a hit for Allen. Even if Orsak fielded that, I still don't think he would have had a play on Allen. That gets Elvin Alamo to the plate. Hit number 3 for Galveston. First pitch misses low and away, ball one. Alamo swung at Bradford's first pitch and lined it to Masick in right. 1-0. There goes the runner. Pitches outside. Throw down by Bright. It's going to be right on the money. Nice looking throw by Bright as Allen is tagged out for out number three. No runs, no hits, or one hit. No men left. We'll go to the third here in game two. 1-0, Galveston.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Up the bat, Taylor Bright.
Bottom of the lineup coming to the plate here for Temple as we go to the third inning. Taylor Bright, Joey Orsak, Jalen Brooks. Six up, six down so far for Tyler Brown. That's first pitch. Fouled off right home plate off the bat of Taylor Bright for strike one. Now the 0-1, popped up into right center. Laureano calling off Allen, and Laureano makes the catch for out number one.
Up to bat, Joey Orsak.
Here's Joey Orsak. He bats second in game one. Now down in the 8-hole here in game two. Takes high for ball one. Orsak went 0-for-2 with a walk, and he also had a sack fly in game one. That pitch just missed a little bit low for ball two. Next pitch up and away, 3-0 here to Orsak. Orsak takes all the way, takes high, four pitch walk. There's the first base runner here in game two for Temple.
Off of that, Jalen Brooks.
Here's Jalen Brooks, 0-for-1 with three walks and two runs scored in game one. First pitch, there's a strike. Snap throw over to first, back in safely is Orsak. Another snap throw, but this one's wild. It gets by Gonzalez. Orsak gets up, And he's going to try and make it to third base, and he's going to make it. Throw comes in late. Two base throwing error by Brown. Now tying run 90 feet away. Infield will remain back here for the Whitecaps. Ground ball to second. This will tie the ball game up. Alamo has it. He'll go to first. Retires Brooks, but Orsak touches home plate. And we're tied at one. RBI ground out for Brooks.
Hey, we got two. We got two.
At the bat, Cody Popperin.
Leadoff man, Kobe Potvin at the plate. Takes low, ball one. And I'm not sure, did Brown hurt himself? Brown was squatting in front of the mound. He pops up, and now also here comes Chris Joblin. Yeah, it looks like Brown did something. He's trying to stretch it out. Right foot. So it's nothing arm related. Looks like he may have maybe got his cleat stuck or just didn't land correct. Now he's gonna deliver a warm-up pitch. And he says tells the job when he's okay, so Brown will remain in the ball game.
Hey, we got two, we got two.
We got God. Hey, right here, TV.
Okay, see you guys.
What?
1-0. Drops a little bit low. Next pitch is popped up, foul territory, but that's going to get out of play. Two-one is ripped into right center field. That's going to drop in Laureano over to cut it off, but Potvin is still going to make it into second base with a two-out double. There's a first hit for Temple here in game two.
Okay, now here's a easy one.
It's Jacob Stagent to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball stays high, ball one. Stagent lined out to right his first time up. Well, almost got over the head of Allen, but Allen was able to reach up and make the catch. Fouled out of play.
Run,
1-1. Again, fouled out of play. Now 1-2 here to Stegen. Potvin leads off from second. Brown delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt. Brown checks on Potvin, delivers. Fouled out of play. Counts 2-2 here to Stegen. Brown delivers. There he goes. Potvin pitch crosses up. Christopher gets off his mitt. Potvin decides to stay at third. Christopher and Brown talking it over. Some miscommunication on that pitch. He was crossed up. Give Potvin a stolen base. And the count goes full, 3-2. Brown steps off momentarily. Now he's ready in the full windup. Brings a 3-2. Lined up the middle, base hit. Temple has a 2-1 lead. Potvin scores. Stegen with an RBI single. Went right back up the middle.
Up to that, Chase Crowell.
That gets Chase Crier to the plate. First pitch hits the inside corner. Strike one. Next pitch popped up behind home plate, but that'll get out of play. Cryer's down on the hole, 0-2. Yo, 2. Good looking curveball freezes Cryer. That'll end the third inning for Temple, but they take the lead. Game going similar as game one. Temple getting two runs in the third inning. Erasing a 1-0 deficit. Two runs, two hits, one man left. RBIs by Brooks on an RBI ground out, then an RBI single by Stegen, scoring Potvin.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticides. Level corrections. The company is not approved for any partners.
Leadoff man Elvin Alamo leads off here for Galveston as they now trail 2-1. Ian Laureano and BB Camargo will follow as Alamo now has a 2-0 count. Bradford so far through two innings, three hits, one run, no walks, no strikeouts. However, he's now falling behind Alamo here, 3-0. Alamo takes all the way and he's going to take a strike or not. It's a four pitch walk. So there's the first walk issued by Bradford. So here comes Laureano trying to remain perfect on the day. He's reached base all five times. There goes the runner as Laureano fouls it off. Alamo bluffed going again as Bradford misses outside. Alvin pulling away from Brookhaven. They play in the bottom of the eighth. 15-6, Alvin. Now the 1-1. That's going to graze the outside corner. 1-2. Swing and... No, he did not get a piece of it. Bright dropped it momentarily. I thought maybe Laureano got a, tipped it, but he did not. So that's a strikeout.
Up to bat, number 9, BB Camargo.
So now Bradford has his first walk and first strikeout. As BB Camargo steps in. Camargo reach on E4 as Bradford makes a toss over to first. And again, Bradford will check on Alamo. There goes Alamo. Camargo fouls it right back. Bradford, long pause, now delivers the 0-1. That ball is hit pretty well to left center. Long run by Potvin, still going back. He's going to watch it hit off the base of the wall. Almo racing around the base paths. He's going to score on an RBI double by Camargo. First hit of the season for Camargo.
Up the bat, number 11, Carson Maxwell.
Here's Carson Maxwell. Breaking ball, hit past the diving Carlton and into right center field. Camargo being waved home. He's going to score. Maxwell has himself another RBI single here in game two. And Galveston retakes the lead 3-2.
Up the bat, number 32, Euro.
It's now four RBIs on the day for Maxwell. Here's Euro 4. First pitch swing, fouls it off. Next pitch bounced up there. Maxwell's going to take off as it got away from Bright. And Maxwell will make it to second. Score that as a wild pitch. So Maxwell now in scoring position. Bradford delivers. Low and inside. 2-1. This is inside, 3-1. By much, but it's ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Bradford. And Galveston's got runners now at first and second from Matt Gonzalez. We're also going to have a visit to the mound. Craig McMurtry. He's going to have a few words here with Bradford. Alvin's defeated Brookhaven 15-6. Temple will travel to Alvin tomorrow. And then Brookhaven will come down here on the island tomorrow.
Number 30, Matt Gonzalez.
First pitch by Bradford. Big swing and a miss. It got by Bright, but not far enough for the runners to move up. A-1. Again, Bradford comes inside, and that's a swing and a miss by Gonzalez. Runner sack there leads 0-2. Outside snap, throw down to first, back in standing up. Is Forbes.
Find your ball, man.
Pitch on its way, and that will get by Bright. The runners will move up. It'll be another wild pitch. Second wild pitch of the inning issued by Bradford.
Hey, big here, man. Let's go, kid.
Relax. See the baseball. Stay in the middle of the yard. Come on, Maddie.
Stegen and Alexander at the corners move in. Orsatt Carlton remain back. Yeah. This one is lined to left. Brooks is over, moving to his right. Fields it, catches it. And a throw is wild, and Maxwell will score easily, and now on the wild throw, Forbes goes to third. Sack fly for Gonzalez. Third RBI of the day for Gonzalez. As now Henley's at the plate. Swings to the first pitch, grounds it past Stegen and into left field for an RBI single as Forbes touches home plate. Four runs in the inning for Galveston.
Up to bat, number 6, Hunter Christopher.
And that is the first hit for the redshirt freshman, Henley. Gets Hunter Christopher to the plate. And he grounds that one down the first baseline. It's extra bases. Christopher will hold at first. Henley will go to third. The fence juts out in foul territory down both lines. It kind of hit the corner and came right back to Masick. So Christopher will settle for a single. That's his first collegiate hit. And here's Grayson Allen. Allen the ninth white cap to bat here in the inning.
Let's go, kid.
Still only one out.
Bring him around, Grayson.
Come on, Grayson. Don't be too bad.
Allen's one for one. Pitch misses inside. Showing bunts. Allen, he's going to pop up the bunt back behind home plate. Counts 1-1.
Let's go, G. Come on, kid.
Say, G.
Runners take their leads, 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Leadoff man Elvin Alamo on deck. Galveston now has a 5-2 lead. Look to third, look to first. Runners did not bite. Temple took the lead in this inning, scoring twice. But Galveston has responded, scoring four times. 1-2. And that comes inside and hits Allen in the leg. That loads the bases. There is action in the Temple bullpen. Alamo, second plate appearance here in the inning. He started it off with a walk. Showing bunt, pulls it back, takes ball one. Henley at third, Christopher at second, Allen at first. A correction, there are two outs in. I think I said one out a couple minutes ago. 1-0, fouled off. Bradford delivers, showing bunt. Alamo pulls it back, pitches low, blocked by Bright. All three runners take their leads, 2-1, fouled off. Two. Breaking ball. That's a swing and a miss. Looks like Alamo thought he got a piece of it on the swing, but he did not, according to the home plate umpire. So that's strike three. That ends the third inning. Six runs score in this inning. Two of them by Temple. Four of them by Galveston. Galveston sends 10 men to the plate here in this inning. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Four hits in the inning for the Gonzalez, Henley, and Maxwell. Those are the four guys of the RBI's inning. So we'll go to the fourth inning. Now 5-2, Galveston.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Middle of the lineup due up here for Temple as they trail 5-2. Jacob Alexander leading off. Swings to the first pitch. Fouls it off at home plate. Strike one. Fourth inning of work here for Tyler Brown.
Go, TV.
Swing and a miss by Alexander. Preston Masick, Reed Carlton to follow. Breaking pitch, just high. One, two. Swinging and missing is Alexander.
We got one.
Strikeout number six for Brown.
Up the bat, Preston Masick.
Masick was caught looking first time up. Swings to the first pitch, pops up foul territory. Gonzalez back, still back, and Gonzalez makes an over the shoulder catch in foul territory for out number two.
Two down, last one. Come on, bring it home.
Two quick outs for Brown. Here's Reed Carlton.
Up to bat, Reed Carlton.
Carlton went down swinging his first time up. Brown, first pitch swing, pops it right up. Christopher will give way as a pitcher. Brown will make the play by himself. That's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Brown. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, 5-2, Galveston.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
At the bat, number four, Ian Loriano.
Come on, Mr. Speedy.
Bottom of the fourth. Loriano leading off, takes ball one, two, three, four hitters. Here for Galveston. Bradford begins his fourth inning of work. Z now falls behind Laureano 2-0. There's a strike, 2-1.
Now you're ready, Ian.
Next pitch bounced up there, 3-1. The last four innings for Galveston, they've scored 11 runs going back to game one. And that pitch is up and in. Ball four to Laureano, who's on yet again.
At the bat, number 9, Phoebe Camargo.
Here's Phoebe Camargo. First pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Camargo ripped an RBI double last time. Hit the base of the wall in left center. There's a strike. Bradford coming set, delivers, that's in the dirt. Two and one here to Camargo. And now they've got Laureano picked off. Throw goes to first, and the throw, the second though, is wild. Laureano will scoot on over to third. Bradford had Laureano picked off. Laureano took off early from first. It was a bad throw by Alexander. E3 on the play. Two one is low. 3-1 to Camargo. Carson Maxwell on deck. Bradford delivers. Popped up, and that's gonna get out of play. Middle of the infield for Temple's going to play back. Stegant, Alexander at the corners are playing in. 3-2. Ground ball foul. Bradford set, delivers 3-2 again. Ground ball hits slowly to short. Orsak charging and runs to score. Orsak does make the play, gets Camargo by a step at first, but Laureano comes on home. Run number 6 for Galveston. RBI for Camargo.
Number 11, Carson.
Second RBI of the game for Camargo. There's Carson Maxwell. And we're going to have a pitching change, it appears, before Maxwell steps in. Yeah. So Bradford's going to go 3 1/3. And Nick Clawson is going to come in out of the bullpen, make his debut. Freshman out of Austin, Texas, Stephen F. Austin High School. As he warms up, we'll step out. Back in 60 seconds.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Clawson warmed up, ready to go. First pitch is going to be fouled out of play by Maxwell. Yeah, one, and that's behind Maxwell, somehow missing him. Maxwell here in game two, RBI single in the first, RBI single in the third. As that pitch is up and away, 2-1. Outside. Three-one. Ground ball on two hops to the shortstop Orsak, who makes the play. And Maxwell's retired for the first time here in game two.
How's about number 32? 0-4.
Here's your old Forbes. Walked and scored. Last player appearance takes up and away. Ball one. That pitch comes inside. 2-0. There's a strike delivered by Clawson. Next pitch popped up foul first base side. Alexander over, giving it a look. Alexander can't get it. The 2-2. That's going to be called strike three. So Clawson comes in and ends this fourth inning as he records his first strikeout as a collegiate. We played four as Galveston tacks on another run here in the bottom of the fourth. Walk by Laureano. Goes to third on an error, and then an RBI ground out by Camargo. 6-2 Galveston as we go to the fifth.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game. You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN on the go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in League City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
We go to the fifth, and that first pitch by Justin Hosick, who's now in for Galveston, went all the way back to the backstop. Sophomore right-hander is Hosick, 6 foot, 180-pounder out of Arlington Heights, Illinois. As that pitch was unable to be gloved by Christopher for ball two. Taylor Bright leading off. It's the bottom of the Temple lineup. Next pitch. There's a strike. Joey Orsak, Jalen Brooks to follow. Temple's got some work to do. Here's another strike from Hosick. 2-2. Bright flying out to center field. First time up. That pitch misses inside. So Tyler Brown goes four innings for the Whitecaps. Allows only two hits. Two runs, one walk, six strikeouts as Hosick delivers strike three. Out number one here in the fifth.
Up to bat, Jordy Osak.
First pitch to Joey Orsak, and their first strike. Orsak walked, and he came around to score the first run for Temple. Check swing, appeal down to first, and they're going to ring him up. 0-2 now to Orsak. Next pitch way outside. Two. That is called strike three right on the outside corner. So Hosick has come in and has K'd the first two men he has seen. And here's Jalen Brooks.
How's the bat, Jalen Brooks?
Brooks, RBI ground out, first time up. He takes strike one. Hey, let's go now. 1-1, grounded to third. Maxwell in a step, has it. Is patient. Now fires over to first in a 1-2-3 inning for Hossack out of the bullpen. Go to the bottom of the fifth, 6-2, Galveston.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Matt Gonzalez leading off for Galveston. Galveston trying to split these two games. They're in command here in game two as Gonzalez takes ball one. Clausen remains in on the mound here for Temple as he delivers a strike. Gonzalez had a sack fly last time up. Robert Henley, Hunter Christopher will follow the Whitecaps. Clausen delivers strike two. Next pitch comes inside. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, late swing there by Gonzalez as Clausen records his second strikeout. Showing bunt and bunting it foul is Henley for strike one. Henley 1-for-2 here in game two. RBI single last time up. Deal one. Curveball drops a little bit low. Next pitch as Henley went around. Counts 1-2. Next pitch is called strike three. That's three consecutive strikeouts. Recorded by Clausen going back to last inning. So here's Hunter Christopher, 1-for-2. Takes strike one. Next pitch is strike two.
Come on, Joe. The ball's down. That's not even close. That's not a miss. That's bad.
Joplin not agreeing with that last strike call. That one's way outside. One, two. There's, I guess, the makeup call. Clawson looked like he had a 1-2-3 inning. He was on his way to the dugout. That was called a ball. 2-2. Low and inside. 3-2 now. Clawson works quickly. 3-2 is a little bit high. Ball four. So Christopher is on again. And here's Grayson Allen. Allen's been on both times. Single. Then he was hit by a pitch. That pitch just a tad high. One oh, fouled off. One one, swing and a miss. 1-2. Clawson delivers high. 2-2 with two outs here for Grayson Allen. Christopher at first. In the bottom of the fifth in a seven-inning ball game. Two-two. Up and away. 3-2. Now Christopher will be on the move. There he goes as that is inside. Ball four. Now back-to-back walks issued here by Clawson after striking out the first two. And here's Elvin Alamo. Ball one. And now Clawson steps off. One oh, up and in. Clawson steps off instead. Hitters count here for Alamo. Now the 2-0. There's a strike. One. Hi. Boy, Clawson was cruising here to start this inning. Three one. There's a swing and a miss. Now full count to Alamo. Both runners will be on the move. Fawcett kicks and fires, and that came inside, and it got a piece of Alamo. So Alamo, hit by the pitch, loads the bases. For Ian Laureano.
At the bat, Detroit, Ian Laureano.
First pitch to Laureano, outside ball one. Galveston already leading by four here. Laureano can really bust this open. 1-0. A little bit high. Ball two. High ball three. I'm sure Laureano's taking all the way, and he is. Takes high ball four. That's going to force home a run.
All right.
7-2, Galveston.
Come on, BB.
Here's BB Camargo. Comes McMurtry out of the dugout for Temple. And we're going to have a pitching change. So third Temple pitcher coming in. It's going to be number four, Jacob Little. We'll step out as Little warms it up. 7-2 Galveston here in game two.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticides.
Jacob Little warmed up, ready to go. He was in the lineup in game one. Now he's on the mound here in game two. First pitch to Camargo. Ground ball. Nice stab over there by Alexander. Gets up, flips over to Little to retire Camargo and the Whitecaps. Here in the fifth. Galveston will have to settle
for
a run on no hits. Three walks in the inning and a hit batter. Laureano gets the RBI with the bases loaded. Walk will go to the sixth. 7-2. Galveston.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Cody Popovin.
Go to the top of the sixth. It's the top of the lineup here for Temple. Kobe Popovin leading off. Jacob Stegen and Chase Cryer will follow Potvin. First pitch. Low ball one. Hasek in. This will be a second inning of work at a very quick 1-2-3 inning as the 1-0 is now low and inside 2-0. Next pitch is hit right over Alamo and into right center field. Allen over to cut it off, fires it back into the infield to hold. Potvin to a single. It's the second hit here in game two. First hit surrendered by Hasek.
Up bat, Jacob Stegen.
Here's Jacob Stegen, sophomore out of Brenham. Fouls off the first pitch for strike one. RBI single last time up for Stegen. Throw. We'll chase Potvin back with the bag at first. Hasek coming set, delivers, ground ball in the hole in the left field, base hit, back-to-back singles here for Temple.
Up the bat, Chase Cryer.
Four hits on the day now for Stegen. Chase Cryer. Hasek delivers outside ball one. 1-0. Ground ball in the hole. Camargo, Maxwell cut in front of Camargo, flips over to second. They got one out on the play. Cryer beats the wrap over there at first. Potvin moves to third on the play. Stegen is retired. 5-4, fielder's choice. So now runners at the corners, one out for Jacob. Nope, this is not Jacob Alexander. This is Mason Furlong. Sophomore, 6'7", 265 pounds out of Beach City, Texas, Barbers Hill High School. First pitch to Furlong is outside, ball one. Runners take their leads. 1-0. Hits the outside corner. Low. Furlong, left-handed stick at the plate here for Temple. Trying to get back into this ball game. It's late. We're in the sixth inning in a seven-inning game. 2-1 is ripped to center, but holds up. Laureano makes the catch. He's got fire at home. The throw is going to be offline, and scoring on the sack fly is Potvin. Well, we talk about a laser off the bat of Furlong. That got to Laureano in center field quickly.
Off the bat,
so third run of the game for Temple. Here's Preston Masick. Masick's 0 for 2. He lines out, diving stop by Maxwell. Third gets up, fires over to first, and it'll be in time. What a play there by Maxwell to end the Temple sixth inning. Temple gets a run on two hits, a couple hits by Potvin and Stegen. Then a sack fly by the pinch hitter Furlong. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 7-3, Galveston.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know.
How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? Pita Pit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Pita Pit. Fresh grill, flavored fill at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Maxwell made the great play to end the top half of the Temple threat in this inning.
Let's go, baby!
will now lead off. He's 2-for-3 here in game two. Lines that one. Pass Carlton and into right center field. Third hit as Potvin bobbles it in center field. Maxwell will not stop running, and he'll go into second base. Probably that is single, then E8, allowing Maxwell to go to second. Boy, Maxwell got off to such a slow start last year. Then he really came on. He's picking up right where he left off. Huge day today to begin the season. Here's Ural Forbes. Forbes swings and misses for strike one. For Temple, Bradford started, followed by Clausen, and now it's Jacob Little. Forbes check swing again. This time he was able to hold up. 1-1. Little just misses the inside corner. Now 2-1. Little hits the inside corner. Furlong, who pinched hit for Temple, top half in this inning, stays in the ballgame. He's now at first. Time called to play it by Forbes. By Little, now coming set. 2-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. First strikeout for Little.
Talk about number 30, Matt Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Little hits the outside corner. Strike one. Checks runner at second. And Little hits the outside corner again, 0-2. The 0-2. Didn't miss by much. Last seven innings we've played, Galveston has scored in six of them. Their offense has really woken up. 1-2. Jam shot will go foul. Maxwell leads off from second. 1-2 is in the air to left, backing on. It's Brooks still backing on it, and he reaches up and makes the catch. Maxwell will have to go back to the bag at second. Gonzalez hit that one pretty well. Again, the outfielder's having a tough time judging the ball here today. Both teams having problems. Here's Robert Henley. 1-for-3 with an RBI single here in game two for Henley. First pitch popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Stegen over near the Galveston dugout. He's able to make the catch for out number three. Here in the bottom of the sixth. This time Galveston does not score. Maxwell's leadoff single goes for naught. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Galveston just needs three outs to close out our day here on the island. It's 7-3 Galveston.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Justin Hosick will stay out on the mound for Galveston. This will be his third inning of work. Check out these final three outs. Seth Spinn will pinch hit here for Temple.
Up at bat, number 17.
Spinn's a freshman. 5'11", 187 out of Holland, Texas. He takes ball one. No. Hosick delivers a strike. One. It is low, 2-1. One. A little bit low. Three-one. Grounded foul. Third base line. 3-2. Two on its way to spin. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Out number one here in the seventh. Third strikeout for Hosick.
Up at bat, Taylor Wright.
First pitch swinging. Grounds right to Maxwell. Does Bright. Maxwell throws over to first. Two outs. Here in the seventh, we're down to our final out.
Hey, we got two. We got two.
Up the bat, Jerry Orsak.
Here's Joey Orsak. First pitch, ground is right over Hossack and into center field for a base hit.
Nobody, nobody.
Let's go, kid.
Third hit given up by Hossack.
After that, Jalen Brooks.
Hit number five of the game overall for Temple. Here's Jalen Brooks. First pitch low, and then now it gets by Christopher, and moving to second is Orsak. Coming up, flared foul. This might stay in play. Gonzalez is over. He's got room, and he makes the catch. And that is out number three, and the two teams will split today. Temple wins game one, 10-8, and now Galveston takes game two, 7-3. Scoring here in game two. Galveston scored one in the first. RBI single by Maxwell. Temple took a 2-1 lead in the third inning. They got two runs. Scored one on a wild pitch, then an RBI single by Stegen. However, Galveston responds, scoring four in the bottom of the third. RBIs by Camargo on a double. RBI single by Maxwell. Sack fly by Gonzalez. RBI single by Henley. Galveston adds one in the fourth inning. RBI ground out by Camargo. They add another in the fifth on a bases loaded walk by Laureano. And then Temple gets one in the sixth inning on a sack fly by pinch hitter Furlong. That concludes your scoring here in game number two. Again, your finals, 10-8 Temple in game one, and then 7-3 Galveston here in game two. Brown goes four innings, two hits, two runs for Galveston, and then Hossack goes the final three innings, giving up three hits and one run. Galveston will now play two games tomorrow against Brookhaven starting at noon. Temple will play two games tomorrow at Alvin, again starting at noon. We'll have the broadcast for you for Temple and Alvin starting again tomorrow. And that's a wrap here for opening day here in 2017. We are now underway, and this will go all the way to the month of June. One last time for finals, 10-8 Temple in game one, 7-3 Galveston here in game two. Till tomorrow, so long, everybody.
Last Game has been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend. Take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need, when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249, we've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region, setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are, on the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Thank you.